On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Fire them in now. You can jump on 1300 736 736, 0433 98 11 16. Be a part of it. Questions without notice between now and 9 o'clock. Gary Peart's going to join us. Curfew drama, apparently, over in the Melbourne Joondalup camp. All sorts of hell breaking out because it's a curfew that's not really a curfew. And you're not allowed to have dinner, but you kind of can. All sorts of stuff. So we'll talk to the CEO of the Melbourne Footy Club. What are you laughing at?
You got to start taking that stuff seriously. Just off the text, Gary, a word of advice when presenting the cup, if you do present the cup, wear more traditional clothes. Don't go down that trendy line, because in years to come, you don't want to look back and see yourself like Graham Teasdale did after that Brownlow performance. Have you given any thought as to what it might be that you'll wear on grand final day?
Yes.
And what might it be?
A velvet jacket. smoking jacket. Burgundy smoking jacket.
Well, no, somebody else has sent a suggestion, a nice plain navy blazer and a Melbourne tie with a nice crisp white shirt. What about that?
Yep. I don't think that'll be far off the mark. I haven't given it a hell of a lot of thought, to be perfectly honest, but it's good advice. Very good advice. You don't want to be going and wearing some sort of baggy pants sort of setup with a floral shirt and an outlandish jacket.
No, and don't roll your pants up and wear no socks and all that sort of stuff.
Sock would be right.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure the no sock on grand final day presenting the cup is going to cut the mustard. Don't go there. Okay.
Don't send your message.
I'm gonna find a couple of nice photos today. Right. I'm gonna go on the sartorialist and I'm just gonna find a nice couple of outfits for you and I'll send them through. Okay. Right.
Thank you very much for that suggestion, Tim.
Thank you very much. Indeed. You got a question without that?
No, it's your turn.
That's my turn. Okay, Jamie Carr's lawyer got a point when he says, listen, right now, Jamie Carr, with her COVID breach and her suspension, she's going to miss the Spring Carnival, she's staring down the most expensive fine in the history of COVID. Has he got a point for some leniency? Like, he's saying that this will be a $1 million fine for her.
That's right. He says already that it's cost her probably $100,000 because she would have been on incentivize. And Behemoth. It was never about the money. It was always about the time to serve. So I think they've just got to stick fat on what they've already penalised her for. I thought it was heavy at that time. I thought it was really, really heavy. Right. Given how many race meetings there are during the course of a week and how big the Spring Carnival program is as well. Can you imagine like an AFL fine for something similar to that, what it might have been?
Well, it's like being, I guess, a suspension incurred in the home in a way that incorporates the grand final.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that worth more? Does that represent a greater penalty? Like just say you get suspended in round 23 and they give you 4 weeks.
It's greater than that, though.
Because an AFL player missed all the finals and the grand final.
But an AFL player, you've already got your money. You're already guaranteed. You're already on a contract. With somebody like a jockey, you're going out there every week to earn your living.
Yeah. But in terms of the finals, if you miss four finals, is that the same as missing, including a grand final, is that the same as missing four home and away?
Well, it's a comparison, but I think what she's missing is greater. Like,
yeah, that's right. That's the point he's making. Yeah. So, therefore, should they then revisit the penalty?
I don't think they will. But I thought it was tough. And apparently, it is her own fault, and it is her own fault. But we accept that, and she accepts that. But now we're talking about the penalty itself, and the fact that she didn't come forward with the absolute truth at the beginning of all this has counted against her too.
Just on Jordan Ruffhead too, by the way, your messages have been well received and we should mention, hopefully he's in the car and he can listen, because just so many people saying how impressive he was and how well spoken. And we are privy to, we know how much work he puts into this ladder organisation. He's one of the founding people who found it and is passionate about it. And we agree. We think he's an outstanding young man.
He is great. No, he was great. He was really impressive. It was great to have a chat to him during the break. as well about footy and things. And often you talk to current day players and they're not considering coaching at all. And just he doesn't really necessarily want to be a senior coach. He just loves being still in the environment. And I've heard a lot of people say this about the AFLW, because the women are experiencing a level of football that they've never experienced before, and all the things that surround it, there's a genuine excitement and pleasure in what they do, which is not necessarily so apparent when you talk about the AFL with the guys, because, you know, they've been in the program for a long time and they get a little bit jaded.
It's all new.
For them, it's new, it's shiny, it's exciting, and there's a genuine enthusiasm around it that's rubbing off on all the people that work in it.
More questions after we get some news headlines with Alex. Thanks, Alex. Don't forget, caller of the year can win a Toyota Hilux, a 2021 job, if you don't mind. The Rugged X, I saw one out there just before, 75 grand's worth. So get on and make your call. You could be the caller of the week. No love for Jamie Carr either. No sympathy. The decision is about, I misread that. So she hasn't asked for a reduction. She just doesn't want another 2 months added on, which is apparently what they're looking at.
Yes, Gary. No sympathy at all for her. Just an update too. You are flying to Bunbury in the chopper post the show this morning. Now, you know how you said that Hutchie, every time you look at Hutchie, he's working. Yeah. You know what he's been doing, don't you?
What?
He's been completing his chopper license. He's actually, he's flying.
Him. I've had a call from
a sister. Is it up to Bunbury or down to Bunbury?
I've had a message from a sister that doesn't like the fact that you're joking about this. Mm. Look at the weather out there. Can you see the...
Yeah, I can.
Coming in sideways here in Perth.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll get cancelled. Perhaps it'll get cancelled. So anyway, we don't want to make light of this.
Just wear a parachute. That's the only advice I can give you.
You're not making light of it. That's your advice. Wear a parachute, is it?
Were you shopping for a suit yesterday? My spies over there in Perth say that you may have bought a couple of suits over there as well.
No, not yesterday. The day before.
Right. For the grand final?
Well, if a few things I need to do while I'm here now, which I hadn't packed for. So, yes, I had to stock up on a couple of suits.
This is coming through loud and clear. Gary, please wear socks. That's coming through.
I might go sockless to stir things up.
I've already had a call from one of the people at Channel 7.
Yeah.
They are going to have an ISO camera on your feet for the whole day.
The things that fascinate you never cease to fascinate me. You'll be obsessed with this. In fact, I might not wear socks just for you.
Can you wear it? I'll tell you what would be great if you put out a doco post the grand final. Can you wear a GoPro for the whole day? That would be fascinating. We get a little bit of mouse picking you up early in the morning to do a couple of spots before you get to the grand final.
No comment.
Oh, you've already
no comments. There may be something in the wind.
Well, Fox is special. Gary's grand final day.
Bevo will get a hold of that audio. You've given Bevo about 20 things today, and none of which are true.
Hey, here's a question. Here's a question for you. Tubby Taylor, Mark Taylor, former captain of the Australian Test team, says that the governing bodies of cricket must make the longer form of the game more financially attractive. Do you agree with him? He's worried about what's going to happen down the track.
I didn't hear one. I didn't listen to you then. Say that again.
Okay, he wants the governing body of cricket to make the longer form of the game, Test cricket, more financially attractive. Otherwise, there's the potential that you'll lose across the world the best young players to the shorter forms of the game.
So you get more sheets for playing Test cricket.
Yeah, you've got to incentivise the game more than what they currently do.
Yeah, I think I'd like that. I mean, the ridiculous money for the IPL may end up one day seeing players say, well, I'm not going to play Test cricket. I'm just going to go and play 2020 cricket and get the huge wedge while I'm over there. Didn't Pat Cummins get $3 million for 6 weeks?
Yeah, something like that.